Well, that concludes the entertainment portion of the show. I would like to now do a brief lecture on the history of the American fretted instrument in the 20th century, which of course I'm sure all of you are familiar with some of it, but to wind back to the turn of the century, the last century that is, and the mandolin was the most popular instrument in America.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about over in Scotland, it probably the bagpipes. But in any case, around 1920, the so-called jazz age came in with radio and phonograph records. And of course, the mandolin was eclipsed by the tenor banjo and the plectrum banjo. The plectrum, as you may realize, was invented simultaneously, continents apart, by Adolf Plectrum, who lived in South Africa, actually, and over in Vienna, Joseph Pick came upon the same idea in the moment of complete synchronicity. It's hard to know who to attribute this to. But of course, add that to the mix of the jazz age and all the banjos that were being prominently featured on recordings and radio. There were some visionaries working for guitar companies, essentially, that could see the future. They really had the future in mind, which of course now we realize is the electric guitar. I mean, that has eclipsed everything, right, Martin? I mean, even you. Et tu? But, you know, we have Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, I mean, but somewhere back in the jazz age, I feel, was a seminal moment in this whole evolution where people decided they wanted to play guitar rather than the banjo. And this was aided and abetted by the development of a very oddball, hybrid, unique, almost never heard of instrument called the tenor guitar. See, you've never. And of course, this was shaped like a guitar, sounded like a guitar, but it was tuned like a tenor banjo or a plectrum banjo. And so it was designed to wean banjo players onto the guitar. But of course, the electric part corrupt them. Choice of words. But in any case, of course, the electric guitar had not quite been developed yet. So two brothers in Los Angeles, Rudy and John Dopiera, actually invented a resonator type guitar that had built-in aluminum combs, and this resonator that actually made the guitar twice as loud and kind of sound like you are right up coming over the radio without being on the radio. So I guess that was the missing link now between the tenor banjo and the electric guitar is what I'm getting at. And I've just discovered the missing link recently. It's the national tenor guitar. And coincidentally, I happen to have one right here. And it was also a very green idea, you know, that we think we invented green. Well, we didn't. Because there it is. Okay. Now, the plectrum, I'm going to illustrate, and I've never played one of these before. But maybe Martin, you can assist me.
Yes, sir.
Hold this plectrum. Oh. kind of show you what the plectrum added to this at a certain point in this piece, you know, that I hope I can get through, you know.